it's okay. You don't but have to.
But I think
to,
that night, I told you that, you know, I didn't really want to have a crush on anybody until I figured out, like, what I wanted. And then, when I was in sixth grade, I had a crush on a girl, and I realized, yep, I'm gay.
Though it's funny because when you talk about when you were nine was the first time you let us know as a family, and it was close to Pride, and so you said you wanted us to buy you a rainbow shirt. Did you remember you got your first Pride shirt?
I thought it was Snoopy,
and it had a rainbow.
Oh yeah, that was.
And so I took you to Pride, and you were sort of disappointed because where we were standing behind a group of older lesbians, like kind of grandmas, and they just didn't seem very fun to you, and you were like, well, I want to be a lesbian, but I don't think I want to. This isn't exactly what I had in mind. And then you saw the drag queens, and you're like, no, that's what I have in mind for myself.
Yes,
that's me.
I've always kind of thought of myself as more like stereotypically gay than
you
like
love
lesbian.
Musical.
Yes,
that's kind of your style. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I'm saying, if you see a boy in a dress, there are a huge list of reasons why he could be wearing it. A likely reason is because she is transgender. Mm-hmm.